God created us for intimacy with Himself, but we struggle in our movement towards that intimacy, longing for something more. This is The Soul Struggle with Janet Gosman, helping you identify the struggle, what brought you there, and how to move through it towards the intimacy with God our soul longs for.
Welcome to The Soul Struggle. My name is Janet Gosman. I am a counselor and international speaker. I received my bachelor's degree from Multnomah Bible College and my master's degree from Western Seminary, Seattle, under the direction of Dr. Dan Allender. We are beginning a 13-week series called The Soul Struggle, Walking Toward Intimacy with God. And as we begin, I would like to ask you a question. Do you struggle? Yes, I think we all know the answer to that one. We all struggle. But when we begin our journey out there in the world, we all have hopes and dreams, but somehow we end up in struggles. I would like to read a brief poem by Dr. Seuss titled, Oh, the Places You'll Go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to great heights. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest. Except when you don't. Because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on. You'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. So we are going to talk about the hang-ups and the bang-ups, the hung-up perch and the lurch, the bump and the slump. But then we'll be dealing with the unslumping because struggle is inevitable. We struggle with things like, why do I do the things I don't want to do? And I don't do the things I should do. We make New Year's resolutions, and by the end of January, we probably haven't kept any of them. Also, as we journey through this life, we can sense a sense of unrest. There may be a slight anxiety, a discontent, or maybe we've experienced some deep disappointment with life. You may have had some deep wounds, some hurt and pain. So as we struggle with these feelings and these disappointments, how do we resolve this? How do we get through? Often we just try to override it or ignore it. We try to push it under or we get busy. We fill our lives with entertainment, sports, hobbies, activities, even religious and Christian things. We may try some other remedies such as the self-help section of the library. I've done that one. The self-help authors that write about how to be successful and how to make life work. We may even try the advice gurus, such as Oprah or Dr. Phil, and maybe we'll get a spiritual guru. But you know, the struggle remains. Nothing seems to take away that deep-seated something that we really can't define. Others don't seem to have this internal struggle, and no one wants to talk about it. So when we get together with our friends and our family, we just have fun together. We talk about the surface things, daily events, work, school, kids, partners, parents, but no one touches my struggle. We can even look good on the outside while we're hurting and crying on the inside. We can feel lonely in a crowd. So what is the struggle? Why can't I just get rid of it? Why doesn't anything satisfy it? What it feels like is that there's something wrong, and that something wrong is deeply inside myself, and I can't fix myself. What I really want is peace and joy. Isn't that what God promises? Maybe you're a Christian, and you've been a Christian for a long time, and yet you feel stuck in your Christian walk. You're longing for a deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus. You want more. So those who have listened to me this far and are still with me, I'm guessing that maybe you're a struggling pilgrim longing for meaning and purpose just like myself. Something is going on inside, and you want to resolve it. But we can't resolve the struggle. Not until we first discover what the struggle is. And I'm suggesting that the core of your struggle and my struggle is God, because God is deeply longing for a relationship, for intimacy with you. He is pursuing you. It is God who is struggling your soul. So what is intimacy? That's a word that's being tossed around a lot lately. God created you and me for intimacy with himself, and some have stated intimacy as into me see. Intimacy is about knowing another and another knowing you at a deep level. We must allow ourselves to be known. This is not about knowing the facts about a person, the color of their hair, the color of their eyes, the date of their birth. This is knowing the who beneath the skin. It's when I take off the mask that I show to the world and I become vulnerable before the eyes of another. I opened up to them my hopes and my dreams, as well as my deep dark places, my secrets. But before I'm ever going to let anyone in that close, before I expose my neediness, my failures, my joys and sorrows, I really need to know that that person loves me. I need to know that that one is completely committed to my good, and most of all, that I can trust them. Intimacy with God is just the same. God wants to know us intimately. And I want to know God. I want him to know my heart, and I want to know his heart. Yes, we know that God knows us. According to Psalm 139, verse 2, he knows when I sit down. He knows when I get up. He knows my thoughts before I even think them. But there's a difference between knowing God knows us and inviting him in to know us. When I invite him in, I invite him into those dark places in my life, those damaged, broken, ruined, and maybe even shameful places. This can be a bit scary. Because what I'm saying is that we are inviting God Almighty, the creator of the universe, to really see inside. If we are honest, we really don't want anyone to see that deeply inside of us, not even God. We tend to hide, as if we can hide from God, because he knows everything. But what would he do to me if I really exposed myself to him? We know he already knows. There's nothing hidden from his eyes. But the wonderful news is that God is not interested in punishing or condemning you. The Bible in John 3, verses 17 and 18 says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him, Jesus Christ. So I would suggest you put your name in there. I'm going to put my name in. God did not send his son into the world to condemn Janet, but to save Janet through Jesus Christ. You see, God's real desire and longing is to bring you into that deep personal relationship with himself. By means of his grace and his mercy, not by punishing you. As we talk about our struggle at our struggle, there is a spiritual root. I've discovered 7 struggles or spiritual roots at the core of our unrest, our disappointment, our discontent. These 7 struggles are areas of life that each one of us must walk through as we endeavor to move toward intimacy with God. First, I'm going to briefly list those 7 struggles, and then I will give a further explanation, because we will be traveling through these 7 struggles in the next 13 weeks. The first struggle we will talk about is, do you know God loves you in your gut? 2, do you trust God and is he good? 3, obedience versus disobedience. 4, the self-focused life. 5, deeper trust. 6, loving people. And 7, loving God. In each of these core spiritual struggles, we will look at the following. What brought us into the struggle, or what are the symptoms? We're going to define the struggle, its presenting problem. I'll be giving examples of biblical people that walked through these struggles. Some did it successfully and some did not. And then I'm going to give some examples from my own life. Finally, we will talk about how to resolve the struggle biblically. I will have helps as downloads available on my website, www.soulstruggle.com. Also, we will look at what happens if we decide to bypass or ignore the struggle. What are the consequences of not dealing with this struggle biblically? So right now I'm going to give a brief overview of each of these struggles. The first struggle is, do you know that God loves you in your gut? How did you get into this struggle? Is there a lack of assurance of your salvation? Is there a lack of a sense of God's presence in your life? Maybe there are fears and worries that have caused you to question God's love. Difficulties, hurts, wounds. You have lost your peace. There are 3 questions that need to be answered. The first question would be, who am I? Who do I say that I am? And who does God say that I am? The second question would be, do I know who God is and what he is really like? What is my image of God, and is it in sync with what God's word says? The third question that would be asked and needed to be answered would be, do I understand how life works? What about my relationship with others? So if what I believe about myself, about God, or about life is not in sync with Scripture, I am going to have a difficult time knowing God loves me in my gut. What happens is that these result in my own attitudes and my behaviors. What I believe about myself, what I believe about God, and what I believe about how life works. So my question would be, how do you cope with life when things don't go well? Do you move to depression, anger, fear, anxiety? Or do you just resign yourself to things as they are? This struggle can be resolved within your soul, and it can bring you into that peace that your soul longs for. We will be talking about this struggle in next week's program. The second struggle is, do you trust God and is he good? This struggle may have been caused by deep disappointment, unfulfilled expectations, hurt, pain, or abuse. The question is, where is God and is he good? Can I trust a God who allows me to go through physical, emotional, and mental anguish or pain? We will talk about fear and anxiety, worry, anger, and depression. These are only symptoms of my belief system. Because my belief system is going to affect my thought life and ultimately work outward toward my behaviors. I am trusting that we will come to understand that it is not the circumstances of life that cause our trust issues. It is what I believe about the circumstances, as those circumstances relate to how I see myself and my image of God and what I believe about life. I will tell the story of a biblical individual that went through this struggle. This person went through extreme humiliation and anguish of soul, but went through it successfully. I will share my own journey through cancer. You won't want to miss this study. Our third struggle will be about obedience. What is obedience and what is disobedience? Are the Ten Commandments valid for today? What about all the rules? So how do I determine what is right and what is wrong? Trust and obedience go hand in hand. If I can trust God because I know he loves me and has my good in mind, then I will obey him. If I'm not sure I can trust God with my life and the circumstances of my life, I will probably struggle with obedience. In this section about obedience, we will talk about our thought life and how our thought life will affect our obedience or disobedience. You see, our thought life comes out of our beliefs. Where did those beliefs get developed? How did they get developed? My emotions come out as a response also of that belief system. So my thoughts and my emotions will determine my attitude, whether positive or negative, that expresses itself in words and behaviors. And those thoughts and emotions come out of my belief system. So when a person, or you or I, are confronted about an issue, where do we go? Do we blame? Do we deny? Do we give excuses? How will we respond to God? Will we trust our own reasoning? Listen to what the world or society is telling us? Go our own way? Or seek out God's answer and be obedient to him? We will also identify the results or consequences of trying to bypass the struggle. The fourth struggle, the self-focused life, is one that I rarely hear about. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you struggle with irritation, frustration, impatience? What is at the core of these emotions? Well, I'm going to give an example of my own life when I am sitting in traffic and it is not moving. It stopped. I'm struggling with all three of these. I'm irritated, I'm frustrated, and I'm impatient. I have somewhere to be, but I can't move the traffic. I can't make it go anywhere. So why do I sit there with these unhealthy reactions? What other emotions would have been healthy? And why didn't I go there? That's an interesting question. We will identify the 9 evidences of the self-focused life. These are very important because they will help determine how we walk, whether we walk in discouragement, whether we walk in depression, anxiety, fear. As we walk through this process from the self-focused life, we will move toward the Christ-centered life. This is a significant study because this study is the one that altered my own life. I had struggled with depression for 4 years. I did not know what my depression was about. I did not know why I was there. But somehow God brought this study into my life, and He used it to reveal the core of my own depression and brought me to resolution. So be sure to tune in. You don't want to miss this study either. The fifth struggle we are going to look at is called deeper trust. This struggle comes out of a result of a devastating event that throws us into a crisis. It may result because of the early death of a loved one. There may be trauma or an incurable disease. Where do we go? Where is God, and does He care? We usually ask the question, why? Why me? Well, perhaps this isn't the right question. There may be a better question I need to ask. Because when I ask that question, it may give me the foundation I need to move me into a deeper trust with God. So join me, please, as we ponder this issue that has struggled the soul for so many centuries. Our next to the last struggle is called loving people. How do we love people? Well, we do good things. We're good people. We take meals to the sick. We visit someone who's in the hospital. We do all these nice things. We send money for the hungry. We are good people. We help the needy. But as we traverse through this life, do you ever wonder, is this all there is? Isn't there something more? Isn't there something I can do to make a difference in this world? Yes, there is more. And God is looking for people whose heart breaks for what His heart breaks over. People who want to make a difference in a broken world. We will be looking at how God might be looking to open a door of purpose and meaning for you. You see, His desire is to use you for His purposes and His glory with your own personality, your gifts and talents that He put in there for such a time as this, for the advancement of His kingdom. The last struggle we will look at is loving God. The difference between duty and joy and gratitude that leads to worship. So let me ask the question, in your time alone, does it feel like duty? Does it feel like I just have to have my quiet time today? I better not miss my time of prayer? Or do I look forward to just being alone with Him? I long for that time. What are the evidences that I really love Him? My question is, do I really love Him, or do I just like Him? We will be talking about all of these questions, and we will discover, hopefully, where you are in your love for God. Our last study will be on the how-tos. I am going to give you some helps to help you encourage your walk in moving toward intimacy with God. This is not about our performance or trying harder to live for God or doing it right. I've tried that route and it certainly doesn't work. But instead, it only brings more guilt and fatigue. I trust that as we walk through each of these struggles, that God will bring insights into your own personal and particular struggle and reveal those areas that are hindering your intimate walk and communion with Him. I will talk about assimilation. How do I assimilate the God life into my own life? And I pray that as God reveals these places of struggle, that you may experience His presence, not to try harder, but enable you to joyfully embrace Him, His grace and mercy. He is the one who will walk us through the struggle to freedom and intimacy with Himself. Our ultimate hope is in God. He is the answer to our soul struggle. I look forward to sharing this series with you. Beginning next week and each week thereafter, there will be downloads to help you work through each struggle on your own. These are available on my website, soulstruggle.com.
Thank you for listening to The Soul Struggle with Janet Gosman. Janet is an international speaker and biblical counselor in the Portland metro area, specializing in depression, anxiety, and abuse issues. To contact Janet, call 503-658-6639. That's 503-658-6639. Visit her website for more information and resources at soulstruggle.com. Soulstruggle.com.
Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you die.